The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You've tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All right!
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
A good friend of mine once said, it's fun to follow Jesus until you find out where he's going. And we know where that is, right? He's going to a cross. And he's going to the grave. And he stands on the other side and says, follow me. Well, that good friend's Flip Benham. Flip Benham, I think I met in the mid-90s with Operation Rescue, Operation Save America. And Flip's been a big part of my life over the years. And in 1997, Flip Benham, along with Randall Terry, the original director of Operation Rescue, Keith Tusey, and Jason and David Benham, along with others, in Dayton, Ohio, commissioned my family for full-time ministry. I'll never forget today. It was a powerful moment. And we've been running the race ever since. For now, what? I don't know. I'm losing track. I think it's 18 years, but some people ask me that. Well, too long. Too long. You know, we want the babies to be saved. We want the protections for the preborn. I want to go on and do something else for the Lord if I could. But as long as babies are dying, we're going to do what we're doing. But I had the privilege of getting reacquainted with David Benham a week or so ago at an event in northern Indiana called Heart for the Next Generation. It was put on by Keith Tusey. And David came and spoke to those gathered, the young people there at the church that night. And I haven't seen him for 20 years, I think. And so I asked him, I said, hey, you know, let's get something going on the radio. And so that's why we have him on the program. David Benham, thanks for being on the Mark Harrington Show.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much for having me. And I remember our time in Dayton. That was a long time ago. I was a junior in college. That was pretty awesome. Well, hey, congratulations for 18 years of ministry, and thank you for being a voice for the voiceless.
I appreciate it. Our listeners, David, I'm certain, are familiar with you. Or if they're not, they're going to remember what happened. Let's jump right in. You and your brother, you're a co-founder of Benham Companies in North Carolina, and you flip houses. You had a show, at least a program you were going to be airing on HGTV called Flip It Forward. For those who don't know, HGTV is like a home improvement type of a show. David, tell us what happened. Let's get started with that. What happened? Give us a little lead up to that whole story, and then I want to talk about what you're doing with Whatever's the Cost.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Jason and I, obviously I'm a twin. He and I both played at Liberty University, and then I signed with the Red Sox. He signed with the Orioles. When we got out of the minor leagues, we started a small little real estate company in Charlotte, North Carolina, and that grew to 100 offices across 35 states. It attracted some production companies who then put together a small, what's called a sizzle reel, where they said, hey, let's follow these twin brothers around. They've got 9 kids. I have 5. Jason has 4. And their wives are involved with the family flipping and renting and all of this other stuff that we do in the housing business. And let's see if this will actually make some reality television. Well, TLC made us our first offer. Then HGTV came in and made us an unprecedented offer. They said, we're going to bypass the pilot, give you 6 one-hour episodes straight to television, and you'll air in the fall of 2014. But before we signed with HG, they did all the vetting and found that we were the sons of Flip Benham, the pro-life advocate, and we were also very involved in 2012 with the marriage amendment in North Carolina. And so as a result of that, they brought us in, and we met face-to-face, and they said, listen, guys, you know, some of the articles that are out there really try to make you guys look like haters, but we want to just get it directly from your mouth. And by the time we were done talking with HG, they said, you know what, we want you guys on our network. And that's when we signed with them. And nothing changed between that day that we signed with them and then 12 months later, where we were already done with pre-production and we had just started filming a 10-week film shoot for six houses, and we were going to flip those houses for six families. And 5 weeks in, Right Wing Watch and some other activist networks and bloggers started vilifying us and creating new stories and saying we hated women and all of these other things. And the next thing you know, HG said, guys, we're getting bullied. We can't handle this. So they ended up canceling the show.
My guest is David Benham. Go to BenhamBrothers.com. And I'm sure you're familiar with the story of David and his brother with HGTV. David, you know, at the other night at the Hartford Next Generation, you talked about all this, and most of us sitting back watching this, and I was watching this happen and thinking, oh my gosh, this is terrible. What's going on? I mean, all of this work and everything you've done is being stripped from you. Share with us how that impacted you and your brother overall. I mean, what did you go through being, you know, the object of all these attacks, you know, unwarranted attacks against you and your character?
Well, the first thing that we go through, and we talk about it in our book, Whatever the Cost, we say the first thing we experienced was fear. I mean, we were, the fear of man and a man-pleasing spirit is a very powerful emotion. And the last thing that you want, especially if you're an aspiring entrepreneur with a reality show, is to have your name smeared through the mud for false accusations. Or at least false narratives. Yes, we are pro-life, but that doesn't mean we hate women. Yes, we are pro-marriage between a man and a woman. That doesn't mean we hate gays, but that's the narrative that they created. So we experienced fear, but the scriptures that really encouraged us through this time in 2 Timothy 3:12, for all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. And then the words of Christ in Matthew 5:11, he said, blessed are you when men persecute you and falsely accuse you for my name's sake. And that really hit home with us, because I had always known that verse as the persecution verse, but really not the false accusation. I had never really seen that until we were in the middle of all these false accusations. And the Lord said, rejoice abundantly, for great is your reward in heaven. And, you know, actually our fear was replaced with rejoicing in the middle of it all. And I could not explain that, because that was not an emotion we could drum up other than it being the power of the Holy Spirit inside of us.
So you have this national program, this TV program that's about ready to be launched. It gets canceled. You get accused of a bunch of other stuff that you guys weren't doing or weren't saying. National figures from, I mean, immediately. All over the news, all, you know, it just instantly. How did you handle all that? Interviews and everything else? I mean, day in, day out. How did you handle that? I would have been, like, crushed.
Well, you know, in our flesh, we would have been crushed. But the power of the Spirit came upon us. And there's a Bible verse, and I keep going back to the scripture. We were 12 years old. We started reading through the Bible, and so this has just been part of our lives. And when we needed it most, scripture just came out of us. But there's a verse where Jesus says, when you are drugged before kings and you are slandered before magistrates, don't prepare beforehand what to say. The Holy Spirit will give you what to say. And I got to be honest with you, Mark, we were on Megyn Kelly and the O'Reilly Factor and CNN and TV. Yep. I mean, we're on everywhere, and we didn't have to prepare anything. We were just going right off the cuff, and it was the Holy Spirit that was speaking through us. And instead of us burning the wick, we were actually burning the oil of the Holy Spirit, and it didn't crush us. It actually emboldened us. And you know, you think about it this way. If you have a candle and just a little flicker of light on the candle and a wind comes, it's going to blow it out, right?
Yep.
But if you have a furnace with tons of hot coals deep inside the furnace and then a wind comes, it actually ignites the furnace and heats it up. When you've got the Word of God in your heart and you're continually reading it on a daily basis and praying and asking God to use you, that's like cultivating those embers. And when the winds come, you'll get heated up. You won't blow out.
Well, watching you guys on television, I can tell you this. You were natural. You answered their questions. You certainly didn't look like haters. I think the American people finally understood that you guys were good folks. I mean, your witness was powerful. I just tell you that. I mean, for my family and the people around me, just listening and watching you guys go through this and the way you went through it, it was such a huge, you know, encouragement to us and many across America. And you continue to do that with your writing and with the work you're doing. My guest again is David Benham, and he's you can go to the website, BenhamBrothers.com, get his book, or I guess Jason and David's book, Whatever the Cost. You get that on Amazon as well. Let's talk about the book, David. You talked about facing your fears. You kind of dealt with that. You have a part in there in the book where you talk about dying to your dreams. Now, that doesn't sound like a health and wealth kind of prosperity gospel kind of message. What do you mean by dying to your dreams? That to me is like, you know, I don't know. I don't want to die to my dreams.
Well, none of us do. And dreams are powerful, and dreams are motivators, and it's always good to set goals and to pursue them with all of your might. But the thing that's really important and that we learned is Jason and I both thought, okay, we're going to be Major League Hall of Famers, and we're going to be used mightily of the Lord as professional athletes. But we never made it to the big leagues. Mm-hmm. And we learned a valuable lesson that we record in the book, is that you have to die to your dreams. In other words, you have to stay dead to it in your heart while you pursue it with your feet. We also say when God gives you a dream, or he gives you a platform, or maybe he's given you business, maybe he's given you a ministry, whatever it may be, you hold it with an open hand. Because once you grip it with white-knuckled tenacity and the Lord wants to take it away from you for something else, probably something even better, he has to peel your fingers back, and that always hurts. So mm-hmm. we had to learn, especially when we never made it to the big leagues, okay, we need to stay dead to our dreams even though we pursue them with our feet. And so with this reality show, we had already learned how to die to our dreams. When it was taken from us, it did not hurt near as bad because we had kept our hand wide open, and the Lord just snatched it right out of our hands. So it's okay.
My guest is David Benham. Go to BenhamBrothers.com. We're talking about the story of Jason and David, who had this reality show all set up on HGTV, flipping it forward, and all got kind of pulled away from them because of their stand for Jesus Christ and biblical values. And we want to talk about that on the other side. Also, folks, I want you to go to their website and order the book, Whatever the Cost. Whatever the Cost, talking about the cost that we have to pay to follow Jesus Christ. David, you talk about in that book, we've got about 30 seconds. Just give us a little teaser about the book, and then we'll pick it up on the other side.
Well, it's two sides of the same coin. One, as Christians, we need to live for Jesus more boldly now than ever before, whatever the cost. And number two, as Americans, I mean, we need to stand up for our freedoms, especially our religious freedoms, whatever the cost. It's a vital message that we feel is important for today.
David Benham's my guest. You're listening to The Mark Harrington Show, folks. Again, I want you to go to the website, BenhamBrothers.com, if you want to be inspired. If you want to be uplifted, you want to be edified, you want to be encouraged to continue the fight, despite what you might be going through, the trials and the tribulations that you might be going through, you'll be inspired by this book because these two young men went through the fire and they came out unscathed and in a better position than ever with an even a bigger platform to reach people with the gospel. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Mark Harrington Show. Go to our website at createdequal.org to check out the radio program. We'll be right back.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Lila Rose of Live Action.
Just wanted to say that I stand 100% with the efforts of Created Equal, with getting the truth visually out to students on campuses and inspiring them and equipping them to have that debate with fellow students, to encourage them to really question their support for abortion and encourage them ultimately to see the humanity of the unborn child, the violence of abortion, and ultimately to join our side, which is the winning side, the side of life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
In the parable of the Good Samaritan, we read about the priest and the Levite who gazed upon the man in the ditch and walked by the other side. They probably had something more important to do that day. But the Samaritan changed their direction that day, focused on that person, brought them and put them on their own beast and took them to the inn, to the innkeeper, gave him money and said, listen, I'll repay you, I'll take care of it, and I'll be back to help you out. And that's what we need to be doing as Christians, especially when it comes to the preborn. And there are abortion centers in our own city, in the cities that you're listening to here in the on the program, that on any given Saturday, or for that matter during the week, maybe you have a couple people out there. And folks, I've been calling you to go out, to stand in these places. And we are calling for a national protest of Planned Parenthood, a national call, August 22nd, to stand at these facilities and point out, raise awareness in these communities that these are killing centers. And now it's been undoubtedly made clear that they also profit from the selling of these baby parts. Folks, go to protestpp.com. I'm co-sponsoring this with 40 Days for Life, Pro-Life Action League, and a Citizens for Community Values. We have 100 pro, listen to this, in 1 week, we have 100 Planned Parenthood facilities already covered. My prediction here is the way this is going, we're going to have 200 to 300 of these covered on that day. A biblically based prayer presence at these facilities on August 22nd. My guest is David Benham, and he is the author of Whatever the Cost, along with his brother Jason. And you can go to the website, BenhamBrothers.com, and order the book. David, in one of the chapters, Cities for Life, and I want to talk about the life issue here with you because of your dad and Operation Rescue and Operation Save America, Flip Benham, and you know your heritage there. In that chapter, you talk about the ditches of society. Christians neglect those generally, don't they?
Oh, yeah. You know, and the priest and the Levite, as in Luke chapter 10, how you started this segment, which I thought was awesome. I bet the priest and Levite probably preached a great sermon, maybe even prayed a great prayer about the guy in the ditch. Maybe they might have even put together a rally to hold a sign saying, help the man in the ditch one day a year. But it was the guy that went in the ditch, got his hands dirty, mm-hmm. put his money where his mouth was. He actually, it's interesting, in Luke 10, it says he stopped his journey. So, I mean, he clearly it was an inconvenience to him. And he got down in there. And that's what we grew up in, that, Mark.
Yes, you did.
This is our dad, when we were kids, I tell people we've been to more abortion clinics than baseball fields. And we played a lot of baseball.
I bet you have.
But, you know, when you go there, your heart is broken. You know, it's not a place where you yell and scream at people like the media wants to say. It's a place where we go there, and I generally say it's one thing to be against abortion. It's another thing to be pro-life. You go there, and you actually say, we're here to help. Ma'am, we're here to help. Here are some materials that can help you. Here are some organizations that would stand with you and stand beside you and help you through this process. Here's a real choice. And, you know, it's really important that the church begin to wake up to this harsh reality, especially with the release of another video of Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
It cannot be any more scientifically proven that it is a baby. It's not just some lump of flesh. It is a baby. Of course, we just, in Psalm 139, we agree that God says he's the one that knit them together. How dare us destroy what God knits together? So this is a vital message so close to my heart.
Yeah, and I want to get your take on this Planned Parenthood thing, this national story. We're listening to the radio activist here on Mark Harrington Live, and David Benham is my guest. Go to BenhamBrothers.com. Order this book, Whatever the Cost. It talks about their journey through this HGTV ball, flipping homes and making money and all that. But, David, I want to ask you, I mean, as somebody who's in the media, right, somebody who's been in the media, you go around speaking and doing all kinds of other events, What's your take on this Planned Parenthood thing? I mean, I for one, did not expect this kind of reaction, frankly. I'm pleasantly surprised, to be honest with you.
The good news, Mark, is folks like you and others that have been in the pro-life movement for so long. In 1992, there were over 2,000 abortion clinics. Today, there's just, what, over 500? I mean,
right.
And the statistics are showing clearly that the millennial generation is largely pro-life. The majority of Americans are now pro-life. So this is a vital message that we have to be willing, especially now that Planned Parenthood is being exposed for the monster that it truly is. There's a scripture in Ephesians chapter 5 that says, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but instead expose them. And Planned Parenthood is being exposed for the murderous, bloodthirsty monster that it is. And people say, well, that's not very good.
That's not kind.
No, it's, I don't have to strike a nice tone
no.
when it comes to this kind of stuff. This is just wrong. And it's so important that what you said in this program, and I'm thrilled, goosebumps on my arm when I hear you say, we've got to go to these abortion clinics. These are places, these are neglected mission fields.
Mm-hmm.
The church has built itself really big
yep.
and really what they consider to be relevant and cool and attractive, while baby boys and girls are being slaughtered. And we barely pay attention. We don't even, and now that this whole Planned Parenthood thing's coming out, thank God that there are some folks that are saying, okay, first of all, let's defund Planned Parenthood. Second of all, let's start going to Planned Parenthood on a single day. And trust me, we're going to have Charlotte covered up for you.
All right, brother.
Cool. But then moving forward, there are abortion clinics every day that these mothers that are going in, they really feel that abortion is their only choice. And it's time for the church to get out there and say, ma'am, we will help. We can help you. Because it's not just the baby that's in the ditch. It's the mother that's in the ditch with the baby.
And your father said it best when he used to say, our theology should become a biography in the streets. We win this in the streets, the gospel in the streets. We're not going to win it in Washington, D.C., all as important as it is to get this thing defunded and all of that. The winning is being the changing of hearts and minds with the gospel is won in the streets. David, if you would, what's in the future for you? I mean, I'd like to hear about where you're headed now. We're looking forward to the work you're going to be doing.
Well, a couple of things. You know, we're entrepreneurs. We're job creators by God's grace. It's so funny that we're the most hateful, quote-unquote, according to the narrative, anti-American extremists, and yet we're expanding the tax base and creating jobs. But Jason and I really feel called, first of all, to the pro-life ministry, and we, right here in Charlotte, we started Cities for Life. And abortion in North Carolina is down 26% since we started in 2010. And the number one city for the depletion in abortion, Charlotte.
Wow.
It's because we have over 200 volunteers from churches around our city that show up at the abortion clinic every day that they're open. And we show up there with sidewalk counseling materials, with prayer, with worship music, and with sonogram units. And we've partnered with pregnancy centers and have pitched the vision to them saying, hey, let's get to these clinics and help these mothers. So that's something we're doing. But we're also we're traveling the country, Mark, and we're encouraging Christians and political leaders and pastors to stand for Christ, whatever the cost. Now is the time to stand up and be counted. Now is the time for us to speak the truth and speak it in love and to really do our dead level best to see that healing is brought back to this nation.
My guest has been David Benham, and you can go to the website BenhamBrothers.com. Pick up the book, folks. Please do so. Pick up the book. Whatever the cost, it's the story of David and Jason Benham from coming up from the Benham family. Flip Benham, a good friend of mine who meant the world to me early on in my pro-life work, who was there the day that I got set apart along with Jason and David for this work and my family. They've just been a blessing for so many years. Whatever the cost is the book. It talks about facing your fears, dying to your deaths, and living powerfully for Jesus Christ. David, thanks for being on the program, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me. God bless you. I appreciate all your work, brother.
All right, man. We'll stay in touch. David Benham, again, has been my guest. Go to BenhamBrothers.com. Order the book, whatever the cost. And, folks, remember what Flip said. Flip Benham, It's fun to follow Jesus until you find out where he's going, baby. And I tell you what, he ain't building some palace. He ain't going to fill it with a bunch of people and have sermons and raise all kinds of money and write books necessarily. He's going to the cross. He stands on the other side and says, follow me. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.